Right, guys, welcome back to our show. Mant Waharamna, we want to scrutinize Mr. Ali Dawa, or Ali Dawa, Ali Dawa. It depends how you read it. In Somali, it's Ali Dawa, Ali Medicine. But for him, he means like, you know, Dawa, giving Dawa in the religion. So this guy, he's a self-titled sheikh who lives in London, and he makes a lot of noise in terms of going to, you know, parts and talking about religion. His whole idea is to provoke people and in order to get a reaction and the clicks and the whatnot. So it's all a monetization, but under the veil of the sheikh or the dawah, the young Islamic scholar who's up and coming. But really and truly, we all can understand this, these people are all monetization mindset. So this guy, he does his own channel. Marka, his episode today is Somali girls are blank 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 blank, but as a disturbing content. So I didn't really like that at all. I felt that was very, very disrespectful to have a title like that and to also publish it. But let's see what his video is, and then we're going to scrutinize it one by one. So let's go straight to the video.
African Americans, they don't even know their fathers.
A lot of the Somali women, unfortunately, I mean, we have to have this discussion. You know, there's high rates of prostitution among Somali women.
All right, we're going to skip his intro. As you can see, this guy, he seems like a narcissist. I think he really loves himself too much. I've seen two or three video clips of him. He's a fellow Londoner as well, but I just didn't find that. I found that very disturbing for him to write Somali girls are blank 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 and then put a disturbing content. That was very rude of him. And I think he deserves a reaction from us. So let's go ahead with the video.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, brothers and sisters and dear friends. Welcome to another video of the show we have no name of. Where he actually, you know, we just want to get away from all those, you know, names. Forget the names here, yeah? We want to talk about real issues, inshallah, that affect our community as a whole. We've got Brother Dawood. How you doing, Dawood?
Alhamdulillah, I'm doing good.
Alhamdulillah, that's good. As you can see, Dawood is, mashallah, speaking into the mic. Alhamdulillah. Okay, so today, obviously, putting jokes aside, we're going to be talking about serious topic, inshallah. So as you guys may know or not know, Sheikh Said Rage, I don't know how to pronounce it.
Rage.
That's a typical Somali name. Rage. It means, you know, it's a Somali name. You cannot get a Somali name than Rage. So Ali, do your research and stop with the attitude. So as you can see, straight away from the get-go, he's trying to, you know, demonize the Somali community. Rage, rage, who? It's like, it's already, shots are being fired. So, but the unfortunate thing is that he's supposed to have a Somali guy present to go into details into what the sheikh is talking about. But like I said, this is where I invite myself. Anyways, let's keep going.
Okay,
yeah.
Okay. So he made some statements about the American-African community. Yeah?
African-American.
African-American, forgive me. Yes, yeah. That's why I need to correct me. Yeah. African-American community, yeah? So now, we're going to listen to that, yeah, inshallah. And straight after that, we're going to be talking about, or take your side from Dawood, because something that's from your background. Yeah. And let's just get straight into it, inshallah.
See, what he's doing already, Ali, is to... He's segregating the African... the same community. He's got two African brothers here, and he wants to raise an escalation of tensions between the two communities. And for him, it's a win-win because he gets the likes, he gets the subscribes, and he gets the viewers, which which further increases his monetization opportunity from YouTube. So as we can see, Ali is using the Somali community as a bait, and the fox is the African community. And he's the master who's at the background, getting all the money, and his culture is not questioned at all. So let's keep going, anyways.
people that we meet, especially African Americans, they don't even know their fathers. They don't even know their fathers. It was all of them, most of them were the product of one night stand. One night stand.
But I'm gonna pause it. Usually, yeah. I like to watch it in full.
Yeah.
But that is actually, well, it's, firstly, we know it's disturbing.
Yeah.
And let's not behave and act like, yeah, we haven't heard it before.
Yeah.
It's disturbing.
Yeah.
Brother, what's more disturbing is how community girls from your community will be given honor killing. They will be killed for marrying or even talking to a black person. So, I think what you, Ali, what you're doing is, You are scapegoating the Somali community, and you're trying to raise the profile of your own community. But we all know your community is absolutely racist. They dislike the African community, the Somali community, whatever community they are. And I think Ali, you are manipulating the whole. You are manipulating the whole situation. So, anyways. Let's keep going.
But you're having people in the crowd laughing. Did you hear
yes,
that?
Yes.
This is why
yes,
I wanted to stop it, because yes, you can see yes, people are actually laughing.
Laughing, yes.
Now,
people are laughing because they said, like, I think from me or from my perspective, people are laughing because they couldn't believe that the Sheikh actually said that in the mic, in front of the cameras, in front of the audience. That is why people are laughing. They are not laughing with him that, oh, it's true. No, don't change the situation, Mr. Ali Dawa.
The community here, can we say they are African?
They're African, 100%. They're black Africans.
Can we say this in the context, because obviously we know, like, Somalis,
yeah,
some of them don't define themselves as black.
Yeah.
So do you think there's that thing internally of, like, oh, he's not talking about us?
Yeah, 100%.
Okay.
But the fact is, it's an African crowd and it's a black crowd.
Yes.
And it's this is apparently in Kenya. It's not even in America.
Okay.
So it makes it even more interesting.
Okay.
Which shows us how Ali did not do his research at all. There was no time given, no background information was read. Ali just saw the content and just threw in there with an African guy. I think Ali is racist himself, but as we go along, we will see. And you guys will find out what I mean by that. Anyways, let's keep going.
Okay, yeah. All right, let's carry on.
Yeah. Like he's smirking, literally.
Yeah,
one guy,
yeah,
smirking. I don't know. Look here, that guy's smirking.
I think the smirk is he's paying attention. He's in utter disbelief that this actually happened. That is why he's smirking. Please do not take it the wrong way. Don't let Ali confuse you. Anyways, let's keep going.
Smirking. Who named you? Whose name are you carrying? When my mother chose his name for me, I don't know. Is that what we want for our ummah? No. كلهم أو معظمهم أبناء الزنا. أبناء الزنا. Why? Because man, he has to give up the seed. And because the marriage will limit them, they will go from one to another to a third. You know, subhanAllah.
See, look, he's making sense. And this little play is making sense, and you can see he's making sense because Ali is concentrating directly on him, and so is the brother here. But they're not paying attention to this bit. They're only looking for the little hiccup where he mentions about the term African community. They don't listen to what he means by that, or if he's raising awareness. Because, I mean, let's be honest, there's a sexualization in the African community. And what Ali is doing, that he's actually denying that there is a sexualization in the African community, which further puts down the African community to the lowest ranks, apparently, in this world index of races. So what Ali is indirectly or directly contributing into the downgrading of the African community, because he's allowing two African brothers to mingle over each other over what one sheikh said. And how this brother is not perceived in a different route. So I think what Ali, his whole idea is to cause the tension between the Somali community and the African community. And as we can see from his whole demeanor, his whole poster, his whole body language, he wants to spot out any silly mistake from the Sheikh in order to pose it and to to really tarnish the integrity of the sheikh. But anyways, let's keep going.
One of the African American brother who accepted Islam, he said, "Sheikh, Islam limited me. Only allowed me 4 wives." He said, "Before I became a Muslim, I had 40 girls, inshallah, tabarakallah. And I used to maintain all of them well, tabarakallah. But he said, now Islam is limiting me only to 4. So children will be well taken care of. And there won't be children who do not know."
So basically the context of this khutbah, okay, for people who don't know, was about polygamy.
Oh.
So yeah, that was the context.
You see the way Ali's eyes rolled back and he said, "Oh." You know, Ali Dawa, I've seen a couple of your videos, brother, but if we be honest with each other, if your viewers can be honest with you or those who know your content, you know, brother, you have a way of trying to seem like you are smart, like your brother, like your friend, Muhammad, the big guy, I can't remember his surname, the Egyptian brother, who, don't get me wrong, is a very intelligent brother. I love his videos. I love Muhammad, I think Muhammad Hijab or something like that. I mean, that brother was amazing. He's an intellectual brother who understands, you know, how to talk in intellectual debates. But Ali is a more of an emotional type of guy. He seeks emotional reactions from people because he's an emotional person himself, and this is the only thing he knows. So look, from the whole video already, we were already 3 minutes in, and we realized that Ali did not do any research at all to the brother or to the topics or to the content. He didn't try to seek the other congregation members who were there or what they thought the sheikh meant about this. Ali just went straight to the sheikh, brought this brother in, and he wanted to see the Somali community and African community get into a little mingle, because I think, fact check, Ali, there was a couple of rumors about Ali fell in love with a Somali girl and she rejected him. So I think those can have contributions into his you know, let's say hateful views towards the Somali community. But anyways, let's keep going.
Okay. But then again, you know what it is? Like, I can see from his face,
yeah,
he genuinely doesn't believe what he said is wrong.
Like, yeah.
He genuinely thinks
I'm
saying nothing wrong.
Yeah.
Now, we can say that maybe the sheikhs, I don't know. I don't even know what excuse to give him. But what said is wrong. There's no like, okay, he meant this, he meant that.
I mean, it's wrong because he apologized.
Oh, of course. But the thing is, for him to now say there was a black African-American who said...
He apologized because his context was taken out. His words were taken out of context by people like Ali Dawa, who are, you know, clickbait viewers who just seek the monetization and carry this fake shake beard. Anyways, let's keep going.
I had 40 girlfriends. Yeah. You see, what's happening is, and this is, I'll be honest with you,
within
like, the Asian community, sadly,
we're
not trying to generalize, we're not trying to fall into what the sheikh is here, but towards the black people. So for example, not wanting to marry the daughter is because this perception of, he would, is promiscuous. Or he would, you get it? I'm being honest with you, bro.
Yeah.
You would see this trait.
Yeah.
Even, I would say, I don't know about my Turkey.
Isn't that the same thing that the sheikh said earlier that Ali is complaining about, how the African community, you see, did you see that, guys? That Ali just mentioned how in his community, they viewed the African community as an untrustworthy person who will cheat on their daughters if they give them to their daughters and will not respect the marriage clause. And at the same time, he's complaining about a guy who said this in public and who had the guts to say this in public, and they find him as the bad guy for speaking out, when this guy just said something that's in the inner circle of the hearts of the Asian community. But anyways, let's keep going.
Turkish Kurdish community, there is that thing with it as well. Yes, but it's not as bad, because I know if I came to a family and said I want to marry a black woman, it won't be as peak.
But is it not different?
False information. We've seen, heard stories of many Turkish, Cypriot, Asian, Arab communities, Pakistani, Indians, killing their daughters for marrying other people. We've seen that. It's just called honor killing. There's many cases around the world of honor killing, where the brother will kill his own sister for marrying a black guy. And this happens in Ali Dawa's community. This does not happen in the Somali community. Understand the context, guys. Anyways, let's keep going.
Because you're the man.
Yeah, maybe.
I mean, your mom said to me before, if she had a daughter, she'd marry her.
That's a very good point.
So that's your mom. Your mom's different,
even that, yeah. I'll tell you, even that, I know of situations where they've married a black man. But, yes. Yeah. But... I'll be honest with you,
generally nah. The way he said that, it's like, brother, don't go there. You are not going to marry any of our daughters. Forget about what my mom said to you earlier, that was a joke. Do not come near my daughter, not at all. That was a sign to the brother here to stay away from Ali Dawa's sisters, because the brother just mentioned that Ali Dawa's mother said she may give the brother a daughter. And what did he just reply? No, at all. I think that should give us a direct, the bridge that should show us that this brother here, the Somali brother here, is being made a scapegoat. And the whole idea is to make the Somali community and the African community, who are the same people, neighbors, whatever you will call them, we can go back, we can do another topic or another show in terms of lineage and heritage and ethnicity. But I mean, the Somalis are in Africa and Africa's in Somalia. But this brother here, this alien here, really wants to cause a problem between the two communities who are the same people. So I think you guys caught that with me as well. But anyways, let's keep going.
I can say easily that it's not as worse as the Muslim community. Yeah. I would say the Turkish non-practicing community, Kurdish community, is more accepting of a black man than sadly with the Muslim community.
Yeah.
Okay, no problem. You know what? You can do your research, guys. You can do your research. There are many cases of Turkish communities and the Kurdish and the Balkan states where it's a no-go. You cannot marry an African descent. It's, I don't know what story Ali is trying to sell to this brother here, but I think Ali is not being honest, but that's for you guys to decide, and it's only for me to scrutinize the situation. Anyways, let's keep going.
I have to be real.
Yeah.
Now, we're going to react to all of them.
Sure.
Yeah. Should we start with this, or should we just go straight into what was actually said and put them all into perspective?
Should we go to the next video?
Let's go to the next video. Yeah. So what we're going to do is
Again, brothers and sisters, this video is about the context was of the video that Sheikh Rega was giving was polygamy or polygyny. Okay. So he's talking about that.
Okay.
But I feel like, we talk about this afterwards.
Yeah. Let's watch
this now. This is now Shadiq Mohammed. He's,
I don't know who he is.
Well, he's not well known in the UK, but he is a brother who's been very outspoken against anti-blackness for a very long time.
Okay.
And I think he's been attacked by the Birmingham brothers and S-Bubs. And
they attack anything that moves anyways.
Yeah, but he's been attacked continuously because...
Yeah.
He is someone who is centric to his own community, his African American community, and he cares about them.
Mm.
And
let's watch
that's
it.
Just the context of
thank you.
Who
let's
he
watch
is.
It.
Easy strokes. African Americans are like this, they're like that, and that's the end of it. So as for the first comment that Sheikh Saeed made, he said most African Americans don't even know who their fathers are. That was his comment. Most.
You know. Guys, we could do another show about this, but this is not information that the Sheikh got from himself. This information the Sheikh got from the media, the news, the white media, the black media, the general context of what's going on in the media. I think the Sheikh only just spoke about something that was always being spoke about before. The Sheikh, this is not new. the Sheikh for the Sheikh to talk about this. But the Sheikh is raising a very critical issue, and I think people should take this as a positive and use this as awareness to teach their children to not, you know, sleep around and to know about heritage, to know about lineage, how important it is to know your identity, how important it is to know who you are, where you're from. Because as Somalis, we take great pride in that. You know, we can trace back almost 30 grandfathers. And this is incredible. There is not another country in the world who can trace their roots and their ancestors like the Somali people. By name. You tell me any other community that does that. Name by name. From grandfather to grandfather to grandfather to grandfather. Sometimes even the grandmas will come in where we say Bah Hebel or Bah Asho or Bah Hebel. You see, this is our structure and this is our life, this is our identity. You know, and for the Sheikh to say, to remind African community that it is your responsibilities to teach your children the fathers of your name, I don't think we should take that as a way of the Sheikh attacking the African community or the African American community. I think what the Sheikh is doing is actually raising the issue, the core issue of the African American community, of where many parents or many individuals or many children or many adults grew up within a single parent household. The stats are all over the world. The stats are all over the place. This is not something new that the Sheikh said. But like I said, Ali Dawah has his evil intentions. He's got his own idea. He's got his dollar signs all over his head, or British pound signs. And he only wants to see, or to, in order to get clickbaits or viewers, and sort up a rift between the Somali community and the African community, so that they can go each other's throats and Ali can say, you know what, I am the protector, I am the white man, I am the Arab, I am the lighter skin, I protect you guys, I have to tell you guys about the Islam, how to live, how to teach your children. Ali Dawah does not know what's going on in the African community, and I'm afraid the African community, this brother here, is being used by Ali. Ali knows better not to bring somebody more sophisticated to challenge where Ali is going. But anyways, let's keep going, guys. We're nearly there.
African Americans don't even know who their fathers are. Okay. Albeit, there are plenty African Americans who don't know who their fathers are. Plenty.
He just admitted right there. He just admitted that there's a problem, and then he wants to defend it. What the hell is this? You just admitted that there's many African communities who don't know the father's name. And then now you go against the Sheikh for saying that. Why? Because are you believing that the Sheikh does not have rights to speak about this? He should have rights to speak about this. He's a Sheikh and he's giving dawah. And apparently, which is funny, is this guy's name, Ali Dawah, but he's giving another dawah, which is dawah against the Somalis. But anyways, let's keep going.
African Americans who don't know who their fathers are. Just like there are plenty whites that don't know who their fathers are, there are plenty Hispanics that don't know who their fathers are, there are plenty Somalis.
I don't think so, brother. Trust me, Somalis know their fathers. Trust me. Believe me on that. Not only their fathers, we know up to Father 30, Father 31, Father 32, Father 33. We will keep telling you his name until we reach the great fathers of all fathers, Adam and Eve. Trust me on that, brother. If you want, I can give you the context. I can give you another video on that. But Somalis know who they are. Trust me about that. 99.9%. Let me be specific.
Who don't know who their fathers are.
True. I mean, it's true. It's true what he said. I get what...
Where's the facts? It's true, but you mean it's true from where? I can count until 35 or 31, I told you, like I just told you right now. But Ali Dawah has an evil intention. This brother here needs to be scrutinized and looked at, because this brother here is a monetization. He's a money-oriented person who splits communities up in order to get a name for himself, but he's not giving Dawah. He should be called Ali Bad Dawah. Anyways, let's keep going.
What he's trying to do, but it's true. Yeah.
Because for someone to give a reminder, if I'm giving a reminder, yeah. I'm talking about a specific group.
Yeah.
That could be not only distasteful, but yeah. why did you, out of everyone, Hispanics, the whites, the Somalis, whoever, yeah. you decide to choose African Americans?
Yeah.
It's all over the media. You mugget. It's all over the media. This is the reality. What you want to do? You want to hide the facts? I don't know what Ali is trying to do, but maybe Ali wants to promote the sexualization and the prostitution and the fatherless community. I think Ali wants that because he feels good, that he feels he's going to be superior. I think Ali has got an evil intention, but you guys can do your own scrutinizing. Let's keep going.
People are going to think that.
Yeah.
Let's carry on.
Am I lying? Am I lying?
Mm.
So you mean to tell me everyone in the Somali community, from Minnesota to California to Atlanta to Canada, the projects in Canada, don't you know that they have a project in Canada that is predominantly populated by Somalis? So are you telling me that everyone in that project knows who their father is?
99.9%, brother, and I can swear on Allah's name. You do not know the Somali community like you think you know the Somali community. This is the perception. There's a big misunderstanding by others who think that they know the Somali community. You guys, you only know 3% of what we show, and this is what we show you. This is not. But anyways, let's keep going.
There's no Zina. A lot of the Somali women, unfortunately, I mean, we have to have this discussion. You know, there's high rates of prostitution among Somali women in places like Atlanta and other places.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah.
Just quickly, I just want to wrap this up.
Sure, go ahead.
Personally, for me, it started off with a distasteful video.
Yeah.
With Sheikh Zayed. Yeah? Yeah. And it was disturbing. Yeah? Yeah. And seeing the crowd smile, smirking was disturbing.
Yeah.
Very disturbing.
The crowd was smirking because they couldn't believe the reality came from... Not on the press, but it came straight to the message, and we can't deny the facts. However, where Ali and however this brother agree with each other, or this brother hypes up their energy and they all agree with each other, this is an energy that's only running in this screen here. But outside the screen here, this energy is fake because the reality is against the reality, and the reality is that there's a huge problem of fatherless or young children who are growing up in African American community who do not know the father's name. This is a reality that Ali can't deny, that this brother can't deny, and this brother can't deny. Because the CNN is telling us, Fox News is telling us, the whole world media is telling us, we can see it through our own eyes. People who go to school are telling us, people who go to school with are telling us, people who go to college with, people who go to uni, people who work with are telling us, they grow up in single parent housing. And this is all over the spot. This, you can't deny it. I mean, if you want to deny the facts, then that's a different story. But again, this is the reality. This is the reality. Ali knows that. But Ali wants to cause a conflict between the Somali and the African community, or the African descent, or even though Somalis are Africans, but who we are as identity, that's for another topic. But the whole idea for Ali, like I said, was the dollar sign. Ali wanted the dollars, and he thought, let me pull up Somali girls .. to get attention. But anyways, let's keep going.
What happened is with this brother, he spoke something in the beginning, it was good.
Yeah.
I think if he left that, that would have been brilliant.
Yeah.
What makes me, how I feel,
yeah.
trying to be neutral here, is that it's become a tit for tat now. Mm-hmm. Because the thing is now, it's like he's saying, okay, yeah, because even you see with psychology, like with hand movements, you see before he said the Somali, he did this. Yeah, you know, yeah. What I mean, we need to talk about it. So you can see he's about to say something that he himself is not comfortable, but he seems deep inside hurt.
Yeah,
he's saying it, which doesn't make it right, like Sheikh Zayed. Yeah. So he came and said Somali girls do prostitution.
Mm-hmm.
Now, to me, if Sheikh Zayed wasn't a Somali, I would not really have a problem with the statement, because he's trying to say that there's
a problem.
There's a problem.
Mm-hmm.
But when he's saying that and he's Somali, it seems like, you know, taste what you're making me feel.
Yeah.
And Allah says in the Quran, do not repel evil with evil. Yeah.
But Ali, you are the shaitan who started this whole debate. You're the devil here, and you're acting like the angel. But Ali is a manipulator, I swear to God. But we're going to scrutinize this brother's movements and his his character and his body language in another video. But guys, this guy is not, he should not be called Ali Dawa. He should be called Ali Da'wo, because there should be a lot of protests against this guy. This guy is a racist. He's not an individual who is promoting or who is seeking to find a platform where people can discuss and share ideas and come together. He's actually, it seems like he's got an agenda against the Somali people, but we're not going to, we don't have evidence on that. And we have teams all over London who are monitoring Ali's videos and to see his fault on the Somali people. But I think you guys get the whole idea of where this video is going and the reason why I did this video. It was just to highlight to people that, you know, as a Somali community, we have people talking about us, but they're not talking to us, which is very unfortunate. And it brings a misunderstanding where people are not there or present to talk or to defend themselves or to give you an alternative view of why things are being said or done. But this allows the misconception to develop, and this allows people to misunderstand each other, because there's not a Somali person present here who can, you know, talk about, you know, guys, chill out. What the Sheikh meant was this and that. He didn't mean it in a personal way. He didn't mean a personal attack. But Ali also knew that, and he should have been smarter to have also another Somali panel guest here who can, you know, look at the situation through a Somali perspective and also give out through a Somali perspective. But he didn't choose to do that. Anyways, guys, people are talking about us. Let's stand up for our rights. Let's show people that we can talk back. We can defend our country, because, you know, silly idiots like Ali Dawa will not jeopardize the Somali movement, the Somali identity, which he really wants to do. I think Ali finds it disturbing, or rather frustrating, that Somalis do not identify themselves as black or Africans. They see themselves as Somalis first. And I think this is where the problem starts, because it hits Ali's generalization ideology. So thank you guys for watching our show. I'm going to give the link of the rest of the next for the whole video beneath, down below. I just wanted to give a quick I wanted to highlight to you guys what is going on in terms of the media, how the language that's being used by against the Somali people. So I hope I can inspire you guys to force yourselves in conversations and do not allow your emotions to be dictated. Thank you very much for tuning in. Like I said, I want to put the link, the video full link beneath. I don't really have time to give you guys an overview of the whole video, but you understand where I'm going with this. Thank you so much, and looking forward to who we scrutinize next. Welcome to the MTV Somali channel.